Well, all that bitter cold that we just heard about created some very, very long nights for wild animals living outside. Bernd Heinrich is a biologist who studied how animals get through the winter, and he's author of Winter World, The Ingenuity of Animal Survival. He's in a cabin in Maine where he joins us now. And Bernd, animals are very resilient, but when it's this cold, how stressful does it get?
There are very many different solutions that animals have, and in some cases, they survive very well because they have evolved to handle a situation. But, when it gets to unusual conditions, then at least some of the animals will have problems, and the problem will depend on what their specific adaptation is. I mean, some can stand very low temperatures because they freeze solid and even survive that. So they have amazing number of different adaptations to handle the cold.
And which animals are most vulnerable when temperatures get that low?
All depends on where they are. I mean, if you're under the snow, the temperatures that they experience are not very low at all. I mean, they're near the freezing point. For example, I was just digging in the snow here to put insulating snow around the house, the cabin, and I saw all kinds of tunnels down there. If the air temperatures get to minus 40, those mice and shrews down there under the snow, they're probably going to be quite well. On the other hand, if it's the birds up above the snow, they have a very different problem.
And how do the birds stay warm?
Well, one of the main problems that birds face is finding enough food to generate the heat to keep warm, because they cannot withstand being frozen. And, you know, you take a little bird that weighs 6 or 7 grams, and it would, in the air just instantly drop cold. But they have insulation with feathers, and they can fluff the feathers out to have a larger layer of insulation, which helps a lot. And shelter, woodpeckers, for example, will actually hollow out tree stumps to make themselves little shelters. Other birds will actually dive into the snow to help them save energy. Some of them lower their body temperature, like chickadees will lower themselves, lower temperature, like 5 or 6 degrees. That means they're losing less heat. They have to generate less heat.
Now, did I hear you say that some animals just kind of give up when it gets this cold, that they actually let themselves freeze in order to get through the brutal conditions?
Yes, it's not actually giving up. It's an adaptation. It's advantageous for them to freeze because when they're frozen, their metabolism is very, very low and they do not need to feed. So, for example, some frogs, spring peepers and wood frogs, they can freeze solid. You know, frogs can't be catching flies in the wintertime and they can't migrate. I could tell you about some of the physiological adaptations of how they can withstand freezing. And, some people think they can freeze themselves, but I don't think it's going to work.
A reference to Ted Williams there, I think, cryogenics.
Yeah.
It has been incredibly cold this week, but look at the forecast. Next week, it's going to swing all the way up to the 40s and 50s in some cases in parts of the country where it was well below zero. How does that affect animals? Does it confuse them?
Yes, I would think that would be very difficult because they can adapt to one condition, but not very easily to at once, because it takes a while to adapt to the very cold. For example, some insects generate antifreeze. Some insects that do not survive freezing, they have antifreeze in the blood that prevents them from being frozen, but that takes time to generate. So once these animals are thawed out, now, for example, and they get rid of all of that antifreeze and then it turns cold again, then they might not have time. So very quick changes are very deleterious.
We're seeing a warming climate across the globe right now. Are you more concerned with the long-term implications of what those trends are and what that would do to animal life?
Well, migration patterns will change. Most animals are adapted to very specific climate. You change the climate and boom, they're gone if it's changed too much. So it's extremely important to have a climate that's predictable that they can plan for. I mean that metaphorically, planning for. I mean adapting to through physiology and behavior. So, for example, if birds migrate, they're going from a place where they might not find food to another place where they expect food. And if the climate has changed there and the insects aren't there, then they're going to be in trouble.
You live in a cabin in the woods in Maine where the snow is deep and the temperatures are very low, unlike many people across the country who hate this kind of weather and can't wait for it to get better. I imagine you're the kind of guy who loves this and can't wait to get out into the wilderness to see what happens when it gets this cold.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say I love it. I really look forward to spring, so I always like the season that's next. I kind of look forward to winter in the summer after a long summer, but, you know, it gets kind of wearying. On the other hand, you know, it's nice to see animal tracks, to see what's out there, signs of animals that I don't see otherwise. You know, and some animals are really adapted to the snow, like the snowshoe hares here. They're hopping right on top of the snow, and you can see the tracks and find out where weasels are and deer and moose and everything else, which in the summertime you don't even know that they're around. So, you know, it has its advantages and disadvantages.
That's Bernd Heinrich, a biologist who has looked at how animals get through the winter. Bernd, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you very much.